Carapace. What is carapace?
That's the question for the kid they ask at the
adult. That is the question for who?
For the children to ask.
Oh, in a chanami. What do we do with carapace? Now, I want to talk more halacha for the moment. What do we do? Part of the Seder, okay, is we eat carapace. Okay, what is carapace? After, when do we eat the carapace? I'm forgetting already. Kadesh Urchatz carapace. Okay, Kadesh Urchatz. We make Kiddush Urchatz. We wash our hands with outer bracha. And then carapace. What is basically? We basically take a vegetable and we dip a vegetable into salt water. Why is it called carapace? So first of all, carapace is the name of a very specific vegetable. It appears in Masechta Shavuos and it describes various laws of vegetables, Benogea, Hafroshas, Trumas, and Maisrais. Carapace is a very it is a specific vegetable. Again, it's mentioned in the Mishnah. It's called carapace. I'll read you the Mishnah is carapace shebinahorois. Okay, the Mishnah, it's not really called, we're missing a word. For some reason we don't say the second word. It is a vegetable which has there's a first name and there's a last name. There's Meyer and there's Appeldorf. So the first name is carapace, and the second name is shebinahorois, the carapace that grows in the rivers, or I guess that means along the river bank. And it's mentioned in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, in regarding to Meiser. Okay, I don't know, I don't look up the Mishnah, I don't know what it says in the Mishnah, but this is a vegetable, and the Gemara, and now there's no Talmud Bavli on Masechta Shavuos, but there is a Talmud Yerushalmi. And the Talmud Yerushalmi says, after this Mishnah is cited, what is this? We've never heard of this. My carapace shebinahorois. The Mishnah in Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, mentions this vegetable called carapace, that's its name, that grows along the riverbank, that it's potter from Meiser, is exempt from separating Meiser on this vegetable. What is it? What is it? Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Omar, pit ros linon. It is pit ros linon. Okay, that's it. That's all it says. Obviously, everyone knows what it is, right? Everyone knows what pit ros linon is. What? So many people have done a lot of research on this word, pit ros linon, and it's basically parsley. Yeah. It's parsley. You know what parsley is? Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's the same thing to me, where does meat come from? Which farm, how do they grow from the ground a piece of meat? Okay, if you live in the city, you don't know all these things. Parsley, okay, whatever, you know what parsley is. Parsley, you go to Blue Ribbon, you go on that, or you go to the fruit store, parsley. Now, just as a he'ara, what is the targum for matzah? Patir. Okay, look in targum unkelis. Matzah is only mentioned in the Torah 100 times. Anyone that does Steinbeck for the targum cannot possibly know what the targum is for matzah. Matzah is all over the Torah. It talks about matzah. And in Karbonis and by Pesach, matzah is patir. So to me, it is interesting. Okay, this is an observation which I didn't see anyone talk about, and that is carapace. Carapace is not you ask what is carapace? Oh, you know why it's called carapace? Samach perech. Samach stands for 60, which represents 600,000 people suffered crushing hard labor. Avoidas perech. That's why it's called carapace. Wrong. That's a very nice drush that someone came up with. I'm sure maybe a holy person. But that's not why it's called carapace. Carapace was selected by the rabbis to be used to take this vegetable and to dip it in salt water before you begin the Seder. And they selected, you can't walk into a vegetable store and pick, you can, I go today, Baruch Hashem, America, you go walk into a supermarket and there are literally dozens, if not hundreds, of possible vegetables that you can purchase. We want you to dip into the salt water this thing that is called the Karpas Shebin Horois. And why? Why this? First of all, why do we have Karpas? No one really knows why we have Karpas. So it seems that the only reason why we have Karpas is Kidei Sheyish Alu Hatinoikas. That's where it starts and ends. You do something different in order to awaken the curiosity of the child. And what you do doesn't necessarily have any meaning. It does not necessarily have a reason. Okay, there are certainly secrets and soidos as to why we do Karpas. As I mentioned, we find allusions. Karpas is samach perach. Mm-hmm. The salt water represents tears, the tears of the Jewish people in their suffering, in the merirus. And we dip the Karpas, a vegetable, into salt water. We acknowledge that our suffering, the samach, the 600,000 people who suffered crushing labor, they cried bitter tears. And then there is the halachic reason. That's very important to review. Why do we have Karpas mitzad, the world of halacha? Why? Because later in the Haggadah, we're going to be eating maror. And what is the issue of maror? What bracha do you make on maror? Do you make on maror Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvos avitzonu al achilas maror? But do you also have to make a boirei pri hoadam? Why not? Why would you not make a boirei pri hoadam? So everybody, I didn't prepare this part of the shir, the halach part, this part of halacha, but it could be that when you make a boirei pri Asher al achilas maror, it already includes within it the bracha of Bar Pri Adama. Or maybe some will argue, I'm just trying to recall from memory, is you don't make a bracha on Mar because it's bitter. Something which is, if it's too bitter, you don't make a blessing. You only make Birchas Hanenin. Hanenin means it has to be enjoyable. And if it's not enjoyable, medicine, you don't make a bracha on medicine, you don't do that. So depending on how bitter your mor is, many people use iceberg lettuce or romaine lettuce, and it's not very bitter, so l'chayra, there's no issue, you can make a bori pri ha'adama, but some people, they use chrein, or sometimes the lettuce is very bitter, or whatever the issue is. So there is does appear to be a halachic issue, a halachic dilemma, if one should make a bracha on the moror. So Chazal were very clever, and they said, why don't you eat a vegetable before you begin this Seder? And you'll eat this vegetable, and you'll make on the vegetable a borei pri ha'adama, and that borei pri ha'adama will exempt the moror from its borei pri ha'adama. So in order to solve all the halachic dilemma that is involved in making a borei pri ha'adama on moror, maybe it's too bitter to make a borei pri ha'adama hanenin, so take a sweet vegetable, and make on the sweet vegetable a borei pri ha'adama, and now you have no issue. So we understand. There's a reason why we eat Karpas halachically, to avoid the issue of making a borei pri ha'adama on the maror. There's a machshava, there is an inyan of the Seder, kidei sheyish'alu hatinoikos. We want to arouse the curiosity of the children. But Chazal were very specific in their selection of a particular vegetable called the Karpas Shebin Horois. Why? So I am suggesting to you something very simple. Because the Seder is all about, the only mitzvah d'oraisa is matzah. I mean, achilas matzah. Eating. He got it, you're correct. A mitzvah achila is matzah. And the matzah has to be said, because Ala Dibur, you have to have Yigadita. So we combine the two together. The Chazal, they looked for something that relates to matzah in a vegetable, because we need to dip a vegetable in salt water. And they found this vegetable, which is called in another language, which appears to be the Gemara, which is in the Gemara, Talmud Yerushalmi. My karpa sheben harois, Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Ami Omar, pit rus linon, which is the beginning is pit. Pit pei yud tes resh, which is the same letters, the same shoresh as the targum for matzah. Matzah is patir in Aramaic. And the Yerushalmi says, what is karpas sheben horos? That's the Hebrew term. What is the translation? It's pit ruslin, pei yud tes resh. The same first letters, okay? The same letters, pei, tes, resh. Haloi dover, patir. And also you talk about kili b'nei yishol b'chor. What is the b'chor? The b'chor is the peter rechem. There is obviously, I didn't see anyone say this, but it's poshut. It's obviously this vegetable has been selected because it is called pei, tes, resh. And Pei Tes Resh is the theme of Lel Seder. Ki li b'nei Yisrael, b'nei b'chori Yisrael. The b'chor is the peter rechem. Matzah is patir. So there's definitely a relationship, and that is why they selected beyond a shadow of a doubt this specific vegetable. And what is it? So those who have done research, and yeah, there are a lot, it seems to be pasha to admoid, those who know what these words mean and know they're into the etymology and they study all this, they tell us it is davar pashut, that when the Gemara talks about the karpas sheben haros, it is parsley. And that is why, traditionally, many of the Gedolei Yisrael have taken parsley for karpas. Is there anyone here in this room that does that? Not even one person? Not even one person here that uses parsley. I get everyone probably uses potatoes, right? Like me. Potatoes?
I think it's
what? There's radish, celery. Okay, the big ones are, we're gonna talk about it right now. There is radish. Who does radish? I'll tell you those radishes.
Yeah, a lot of Yankees do radish.
Radishes? The Chassam Sofer. The Chassidim. The Bnei Yisoschar was makpit very much only to use parsley. Okay, only to use parsley. Who else? Let me see. Who else over here says? Okay, when it comes to that, lettuce. These are all. Lettuce is maror. Maror. You can't use lettuce. Now let's clarify. This is very important. What you just pointed out. You can, there's only one rule. Let's look at the problem. The issues. Issue number one is. Again, there are halachic issues. You have to be able to make a boire priho adama on what you're using for karpas. If you can't make a boire priho adama, then don't do it. You're dipping something in salt water. Why? Because kedei sheyishalu hatinoigos. But also to solve a halachic issue, because you're going to be eating maror later on, and you're not going to be able to make a brach on the maror, for whatever the reason is, because it's too bitter, and you don't make a brach on bitter things, or because the brach of alachilas maror possibly may include the brach of boire priho adama, even though matzah does not include matzah, the brach of Allah, Asher Kiddushon b'mitzvah v'mitzvah alachilas matzah does not include the brach of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Okay, so you have to make a brach of hadama. So therefore, one thing has to be certain: you must have an item upon which there is no issue whatsoever to make a boire pri hadama, and that is a very big problem, because what brach do you make on potatoes? Where do potatoes grow? Where do potatoes grow? They grow in the ground. So what bracha do you make on potatoes? Adama, right? Guess what? Not everyone makes adama on potatoes.
Doesn't it sound like we're talking only to the tiddik b'chocham, k'deish yishalat
v'loikah? That's the reason why. No.
Potatoes for all four bottom. What about the
other? All, everyone. K'deish yishalat. Oh, you're asking a question. You're asking a general question. The kideish sheyishalu hatinoikos, is the tinoikos one of the dalabanim, or is it a different category? He's not even on the level yet they can ask questions. Intelligent questions. That's a separate issue. You're right. Put that aside. That's a separate issue. Very, very, very good topic. Is Kedesh Yishalu HaTinoikos part of the Arba Banim, or it's a different sug? It's a different sug. They're very, very little, and you're getting their curiosity. And the Arba Banim are more sophisticated. They come later. Excellent question. Let's put this up. But right now, there is such a principle. Chazal wanted to arouse the curiosity of this category called the Tinoikos, and we dip something in salt water. That also serves another purpose of reciting a Bari Pri HaGofen, Bari Pri Adama, Bari Pri Adama, so we don't have to make a Bari Pri Adama on the Moror later in the Suda. Now, right away, we have a very big problem, because you better make sure you can make a Bari Pri Adama on your Karpas. So, what has happened over the generations? Parsley, or whatever this thing which the Gemara called is a karpas hanahorois, which we translate as this thing called patir, to make it short, has disappeared. It has disappeared from the scene. So if you're not going to have parsley, if you're not going to be able to go to the supermarket and tell them, can you please give me the karpas shebenahoris? Walk into Blue Ribbon on Avenue J or Avenue M, different stores, by the way, different owners, and ask them, if they don't come in, can you please give me the Karpas Sheben Haris? And they're going to look for you. What are you talking about? Okay. Give me pat, what I call oak over here. Give me pit rus linon. What? Okay. So it doesn't exist. We don't know what it does. So what are you going to do now? Okay. You can't find the Gemara. So just use another vegetable. You'll accomplish the same thing. It'll be just as good, almost as good. You'll get the children curious. And number two, you'll make a Bari Pri Adama. Okay. But better make sure it's a Bari Pri Adama. So when you can't find this exotic thing called the pit ruslinon, what are you going to get? Potatoes. Delicious. Potatoes. Because potatoes is Bari Pri Adama. Really? Is it Bari Pri Adama? Are you aware? I don't know anyone that does this, but supposedly out there in the world, it's a big world, there are people that will not make a Bari Pri Adama on a potato. They will make either a Shahakol Nihia Bidvaro.
Why?
I don't know why. Or a Bari Mine Mizonos.
Why? There's only one guy.
A Bari Mine, because it's satisfying. Potatoes give you the same, it's like mozoin. It has the same, it has a certain heaviness that gives you a satisfaction of mozoin. Bore various forms of mizonos. Mozoin has to be from the dalid five, the five varieties of grain. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye. Okay, did I leave one out?
Rice.
Not rice. Rice is, that's already six. That's already six. That's right. So that's a proof to the point that mizoinos is mozoin. Doesn't necessarily mean only the five varieties of grain. Rice also, you make, most people here make a mizoinos on rice. There are people who don't. So the same way you make a mizoinos on rice, there are some hold that the proper blessing for potatoes, it grows from the ground. It has a quality that is incomparable to other types of foods, which has a heaviness and a satisfaction. The proper bracha is to make a bari mineh mizonos. If you make a bari pri adama, it's a bracha levatala. Look, grain also, wheat also goes from the ground. You don't make on grain, you don't make on wheat, on bread, a bari pri adama. You make a bari mineh, you make on either a bari hamotzi lachem min aretz or a bari mineh mizonos. Number two, some hold that it's like mushrooms, that potatoes is a new food. Chazal didn't know from these foods. Quinoa, okay, the big old debate is quinoa. Someone asked me, I told them the answer they wanted to hear. Someone asked me on the Shabbos, quinoa, what's the bottom line? So they're asking me the bottom line. The cautious organizations can't make up their minds. They change every year. What is the halacha? It's quinoa kitnios. And I think about Belsky, if I'm not mistaken, is the ad that approaches kitnios to begin with is a tremendous chumer. And in Mela, there's no obligation to be more machmir than what we already have. Quinoa was clearly something that did not exist, was not known by Chazal. All of the reasons for kidney, there are many reasons why we're machmir on kidneys, and kimat every reason, quinoa does not fit into that category. So Dai L'cha, to be machmir on what we already are machmir on, and there's no need to expand the chumrois to quinoa. That's a very common approach by many kash organizations, but still you can have people that are going to say, oh no, quinoa is kidney ice. So the same idea. Chazal gave us a bar pri adama. Potatoes is something new. It's a new...
600 years old.
That's it. 600 years old. Chazal didn't know from potatoes. They didn't know from potatoes. So to go and say you make a bar pri adama potatoes, not so poshut. We all do so. For some reason, the lel say there is a zman of where we reevaluate all the halachas. Why is that so? I don't know. Everything becomes reevaluated. Lel Pesach, we reevaluate the whole Shulchan Aruch. It's a renewal on the Shulchan Aruch, and all of a sudden, who says you make a bar pri adama on a potato? You should make either a shahakal or a bari minei mezonos. So who, just because if you go into Blue Ribbon and you ask them for the karpas hanahoros, and they don't know what you're talking about, and then you say, okay, so give me the pit rus linon, and they don't know what you're talking about. All right, so just give me any vegetable. Anything that can make a bar pri adama. Why did potato become the next best thing? We had nothing else. Our ancestors had nothing else to eat. That's why. Due to extreme poverty, there was nothing else to eat. Okay, so what else are you going to take? How about taking radishes? A radish. Tsunoin. A radish. That indeed is a very popular thing to eat. To eat radishes. You know who eats radishes? Radishes sans. Minuk sans and seagate. Likach tsinoin is a radish. Why a radish?
Because sans is
lutfax. It's probably because they had nothing else to eat. They had nothing. They couldn't find. They couldn't. Now I'll tell you why. I'll tell you one of the reasons why they. What the mile of taking a radish is. There's another halachic dilemma, and that is, do you make a bari nefashos on your vegetable, on karpas? I eat my karpas. Oh, it's so late already. You can't believe. Not fair. Karpas, you make a bari pri adam. How much of the karpas do you eat? How much? Don't eat a kazayas, because if you eat a kazayas, 3 ounces, if you eat the equivalent of 3 ounces, if you would take it and crush it and put it into a schnapps cup, no, 3 schnapps cups, three whiskey shots, eat a kazayas, then it's a lot. That's pretty much. That's a lot to eat. It's a kazayas. If you eat three, you eat a kazayas. Oh, what am I? No. I'm sorry. One ounce. The equivalent of one liquid ounce. You take your food and you crush it and you stuff it into one whiskey shot. That's a kazayas. Then you have to make a bari nefashos. Oh, so how come it doesn't say in the... I never saw any haggadah my whole life. May we'll bring it tomorrow for sure. A haggadah that's baruch atah Hashem, okay, melchon, bari nefashos. You ever see how good that's a bar in the fash is after eat? No. Why not? Because he ate less than a kazayas. He ate less than a kazayas. Why are you not supposed to eat that much? Why? Why not? Because you get into a shayla. Do you make a bar in the fash? So in order to avoid the issue, you makbid not eat the bar in the fash. If you are served a delicious potato dipped in exotic salt water, and they sell very special saltwater and pomegranate. And if you want, I can get you a very good recipe. If anyone needs a recipe for saltwater, come to me. I have exotic recipes for saltwater. Avada, they sell saltwater. Special exotic saltwater for your Seder. $9.99 per ounce. Okay, special saltwater mixture. So if someone serves you a potato dipped in salt water, what's going to happen? It's delicious. More. I want a second portion, a third. And before you turn around, what's going to happen? You've eaten a kazayas. Kazayas? Oh no! What am I going to do now? I have to go ask Meir the halacha. Do I make a bari nefashos? I don't make a bari nefashos. You're in a lot of trouble. So the people who did this, they were very clever. If we can't find in Blue Ribbon the karpas hanahoros, which is pat renislin, whatever that word is, and we have to anyway take a vegetable, you might as well take a vegetable that's bitter to a degree, so you won't have the nisoyon of eating a lot. How about
onion?
Onion, who's going to make a bracha on onion? Onion might be maybe too bitter to make a bracha on. To make a bracha, a raw onion, you want to make a bracha on an onion? Not so simple. All right, here. This is what nisht, anyway, now that you can't find the real deal, and we're taking substitutes, who says first potato we said, you don't even know what bracha make on a potato. Even if you could make on a potato a bar, you know for sure make a bar pri adama, there's a nisayon. You may be nichshal, be nimshach. I need more. Celery is sweet. Some celeries are sweet. You may eat a kezayis. So you bedafka, take a vegetable that's a shtickel bitter, that, whoa, what is this here? What's going on over here? And it will remind you not to eat the sheer kezayis. Now, what's the problem with a radish? Problem is, some hold, a radish you may very well bidievet, biyotze the mitzvah of moror with a radish. It's part of tamcha. The Gemara enumerates five different forms of moror, and one of them is tamcha. And there are opinions who hold that tamcha is a radish.
So then
you get a bracha levatala to make the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al. Doesn't matter. You are. You can't make the bracha anymore. Once you put into your mouth a mashu of maror, you already were toying the tam maror. It's too late to make the bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al achilas maror. You're getting into halachic difficulties, and you're eating it out of order. First, you eat matzah, then you eat maror. It's not the time. Everything in the seder is seder. It is not the time now to eat maror. We don't want you eating maror at this point in time in the Haggadah for different reasons. For halachic reasons and for hashkafic reasons. Now we're not up to maror. Maror Ibn Kharay says. So the problem with radish may be maror. So what are you eating maror now? My high. So what's another idea to eat? Celery. Celery has become a very big, very, probably in Klal Yisrael, it's the most popular. Celery is eaten by, in fact, Rav Nosson Adler, Rav Chassam Sofer, was very makbid. Rav Chassam Sofer was the Talmud of Nosson Adler, was makbid to eat bedafka celery. That's the big thing, celery. And celery, in I don't know which language, in German, it's called afia, aleph pei yud aleph, which stands for Rosh Hashanah. He gave it a remez. Kel poel yeshuos ota. Afia, kel with an aleph. Kel poel yeshuos afia, celery. Celery has all the milas. It's definitely... I don't know exactly. Celery, either or maybe. Celery is a vegetable. It is definitely not maror. It's not something which you're enticed to eat a lot of. Also, by the way, radishes, some hold that radishes, if it's raw, you make a shahakol. Only when it's cooked do you make a hadama. So you're getting into more shahakol. Celery has all the milas. Whether it's... What?
That wouldn't be a shahakol.
Nobody needs to cook. What?
Radish.
There's a problem. That's part of the problem, because the problem is some hold. Things have changed. Okay, I don't know. I hear you saying, I don't know. So there are certain vegetables that when they're eaten raw, you make a shahakol, and when you eat them cooked. So you're getting into problems. Celery appears to be pretty good. Because celery, you make a adama, whether it's cooked, whether it's raw. Celery is something which is not necessarily, you're not going to be nimshach to go and eat a lot of more of it later on. And celery is not something which is it's not bitter, so it's not more. Also, some of them are that celery, there's an interesting idea, celery gives appetite, supposedly. Memela, you want to eat something which will be mamshich, a person's taiva to have a good hearty meal when it comes to the matzah and comes to the rest of the meal. So basically, a sachakol, what is the basic bottom line over here is there's a real vegetable called karpas shebin nechorois. Yushalmi says it's related to a thing called patir, which we're saying over here is fits perfectly with the theme of the Seder, the Targum of Matzah is Patir, Petrechem, Bechor. And if we don't have that today, we need to look for a substitute. What are the issues? It should not be Moror. Number two, it should be a Borei Pri Ho Adama. And what has become the minhag to eat? And the real karmas would appear to be parsley. You can't get parsley, so then you look for vegetable, and this already becomes the minhag Yisrael. People have been doing this for 1,000 years. Don't start up with anyone over their karpas. People, it's a sacred tradition. People get very sensitive. You go to someone's house eating potatoes, and you say, "What eating potatoes? This is the worst thing you can have for karpas." Today, you get parsley. L'choladeus. What are you eating potatoes? Oh, you say that to someone, they'll throw you out of the house. They'll throw you out. My elder zayde. If they ate potatoes, I'm eating potatoes. Celery, parsley, what else? Potatoes, radish, radishes. Amen.